Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
Jeremy McGovern still joins us in the studio from the West Coast Eagles.
He's just so chill, isn't he?
After kicking the winning goal after the siren against Port Adelaide in Adelaide on the weekend. And you just admitted then, you haven't come down. You're still just on cloud nine.
No, I didn't get up there.
What was your...
You loved it. You yelled out, you're the boys.
Hopefully I'm not speaking out of school here. You stayed in Adelaide after the game?
Yeah.
What was it like? Because obviously two-team town and their team competing for the finals has just lost. Were you harassed or congratulated by Adelaide Crow supporters everywhere you went?
Yeah, I was congratulated more.
Yeah.
I didn't realise how much the Crow supporters hated Port.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Really?
So I was getting love from both sides, West Coast and Adelaide. I think you're far out.
Well, that's the weirdest thing. When you're in Queensland, like if you go for Brisbane in the rugby and Brisbane aren't playing, you just go for the other Queensland teams. Mm. But in Adelaide, no. You hate the other team and you barrack for whoever's playing against them.
But I guess that sometimes it happens here, doesn't it, between West Coast and Freo?
We hate.
No, like, do you know what I mean? Like
they hate each other.
They hate each other.
Yeah. Their rivalry,
the
they reckon.
The competition is right.
The Adelaide rivalry's
worse.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed like that.
Yeah.
Well, you're a hero in our eyes, like we said.
Thank you,
I know your teammates, like you said, by some of the photos and stuff that were being shared around of their faces. Everyone was very impressed. But we would love to hear how you commentate your own goal.
All right. I can't commentate in general.
Don't put yourself down.
I'm trying it for you. Give it a bit.
Hey, you've got a future media career after football up for grabs. This will be your audition and demo.
No, I don't. I'm going to can it then.
All right, here we go. He's got the laptop and he's watching on the screen.
We got stoppage. Scotty Lysett absolutely mongrels it out. Oh, here he is, the man of the moment, McGovern. Clunks it. Was never in doubt of dropping it.
What's his limp?
Pretends he's got a sore back for some reason, just in case he misses it. And here's his old mate, Shuey. He's just coming to go, mate, kick it, but don't kick it because I don't want you to outdo me. So here we go. I'm going. He's going back. Oh, he's a good-looking rooster.
Oh.
The hair. It's the hair.
It's got to be the hair.
What about your game, mate? Disposals.
Yeah, terrible. He's had a stinker here.
What about
this? His set shots, there are. You wouldn't be putting too much money on him with this set shot ratio. Here he comes. Oh, it's come off like a flower bag. And he's kicked it. Oh, well, he's kicked it. He's a champion.
What's he yelling out?
Yeah, the boys.
Very well played. Very well played.
Yeah, there's some fun. Look, you pause it. He's got his license now.
What does his face look like for those people who haven't paused it?
Oh.
He looks like a monkey or something.
Yeah, he he looks possessed.
Like he's so excited.
Oh.
The last one from me, Gov. Now, you guys, after you...
Oh, my Lord. It looks like he's having a crazy time there.
He is too, yeah.
We'll have to chuck that up on our video.
You guys sent Andrew Gaff a photo.
Oh, yep.
And there was a little bit of backlash for it. Ridiculous.
Did we get backlash, did we?
Yeah, a few people were like,
mate, you're always going to get it, aren't you? I think it's just silly.
Yeah, how is Gaffy?
He's okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, that was the main reason we sent it for him because
yeah, of course.
He's a bit upset with everything. And I hope it put a smile on his face for a first time in a week or so.
Is it hard to keep a lid on it? Because surely after the win, you're looking pretty good chance for a top two spot. And I think the home ground advantage at Optus Stadium, a top two spot is really, really valuable. Well, I guess it's valuable for everyone, but especially you guys. Surely the mind, it would be easy to kind of drift forward a little bit too much and go, geez, we're looking good here for the rest of the year.
We keep a fair eye on that.
Obviously,
everyone, I think most clubs do. You don't want to get too ahead of yourself. We keep a fair eye on it. Simo's pretty good at making sure the boys not getting too ahead of themselves.
When the Titanic music was on then before, no word of a lie, I was picturing Bunga Hearn holding the Premiership Cup up.
That's where the supporters are at.
I was watching Nick Nat on Twitter, and mate, he was on fire. He was absolutely loving it sick.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, he's especially, not playing. He's not keeping a lid on anything.
No, he doesn't need to, old Nick.
He didn't last Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Jeremy McGovern, thank you so much for coming in. Good luck this week and good luck with the run into the finals.
No worries.
Keep up that hero status.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
In the studio, he is our resident rapper. You'll see him on our show. You might follow him on Facebook. McShane on the mic. He is in the studio, everyone. McShane.
Yo. Good morning, Perth City. How are we doing?
This is my favourite way to finish the week.
It is.
By far.
And you always come in full of surprises. Like the last time you were in, it was all about West Coast. The time before that, it was Freo for the Derby. But this week, you were going to be talking about Perth.
Mm-hmm. Well, my favourite place in the world.
It is. It's beautiful. But in light of Perth slipping seven places from the most...
I know.
Seventh most livable city to 14th now, which has cost, they said here, in a bit of paper I'm reading, roughly $200 million in tourism dollars.
Well, maybe we've got to stop paying $20 for pints.
That's exactly
everyone
right.
Everyone needs to follow the village and go $5.
This is an intervention.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you are about to rap for us. I was going to say talk, but you're
talk rhythmically.
Yeah, you are a rap star, and it's over to you, Mac Chang.
Thank you so much. What is up, Perth City? Look, I was actually very hurt when I found out this news, so I think I had to pick everybody up and make them realize what a beautiful place this is. So check this one out. This is for you, Perth City. Tell me how many places you can count in this, right? Yeah, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Perth, the most isolated capital city on earth. We got sun, sand and surf, full of natural reserves. We deserve to be the best, and that's a factual first. See, our oceans are incredible, not far from out of reach. We got Mullaloo and Cottesloe, not far from Scarborough Beach. Trigport and Frio, they're just minutes down the street. We got hot summer nights, temperature rising through the heat. We can hardly just be beat. You want a party on repeat? We got Rottnest for the quokkas and it's charming by the sea. You can have another Barbie, won't be starving when you eat. And if you want to go to Bali, then you'll hardly get a seat. And I can try to list it all, and it would be a long tally. Or I could take you on a wine tour straight through the Swan Valley. And I need some time to think with some rational thought. We got good food and drink that win international awards. Well, this is just for starters. Make a visit to our harbour. Free Fremantle Markets, you can book a diving charter. You can see the seaside, fulfill a real wish. We got Cicerello seagulls that will try to steal your fish. Shop at Morley, do your feet get blisters? You can go to Mount Lawley just to see our hipsters. You can go to Leederville if you just fancy a bite. Or you can go to Northbridge to party on a Saturday night. Well, you can drive to Mandurah, you can go to the marina. Or you can buy a ticket to see shows at our arenas. It's a picture-perfect city, we're living the dream. So listen to me, I'm about to go and visit Elizabeth Quay. When it comes to landscapes, I don't think hard. We got visions of our city you can see from Kings Park. We've got incredible aquariums, a couple big sharks, LEDs upon our buildings, keep them lit when they're dark. We got bright light skylines, hot summer night times, South Perth bike rides, Penguin Island high tides, lakes and rivers, hills with snakes that slither, Uber Eats and Deliveroo for dinner. Now wait a minute, see I don't understand when people complain that we're boring. When the weekend comes around, I just the wafer is calling. You see, Perth's my number one when I just wake every morning. West Australia's the only state that I'm applauding. See, Perth's your own home, yeah, I don't know if you knew this, so forget the GPS, turn it off cause it's useless. There's hidden secrets in the sun. Suburbs that are so elusive, I discover something new every week, like a tourist. You see, I love you, Perth, and I just did it for you. And now I love you, Perth, and I just spit it for you. I said I love you, Perth, and I just did it for you. I did it for you, I did it for you. The 92.9 crew.
Oh!
Mac Chang on the mic, baby. This is for you, Perth City.
Oh, my God.
It's the weekend. Go out and explore your city. Do something new. Do something fresh.
Mate, we all love you. Where are you playing this weekend? Because this weekend.
This weekend, I am going to be hosting the DMC West Australian DJ competition, actually.
There you go.
Yes,
where
if
at?
You want to see some of West Australia's best DJs, I'll be hosting that. That's at the Universal Sports Bar on this Sunday night.
Amazing.
But you'll see me floating all around the city, wrapping up wherever I can.
Mate, you
that is so good.
You slay it. Like Xavier Ellis, it's like he has a secret crush on you. You cannot take your eyes off him. Like, I was trying to bust some moves over here, and then Xavier Ellis is just eyes locked on you.
That's
amazing. I need to get one of those portable mics so I can just drop it and walk off at the end like I've actually contributed to something.
The mic budget might go up every Friday.
Well, mate, it's awesome to have you in the studio. If people want to find out where you'll be over the weekend or follow music, Mac Chang on the mic. Everyone.
At Facebook.
Thanks so much, guys.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
Your chance to win, well, possibly $10,000. Beat the bomb.
Absolutely. We're heading out to Bass and Dean. Good morning, Ruby. How are you?
Hi.
Gee whiz, that's hot. I like
it.
She's
excited.
How was your weekend?
Oh, I've never gotten through before. This is so exciting.
That's great news. That's great news. How's your weekend?
Yeah, who cares about that one?
Okay, well, are you a bit of a risk taker?
Sometimes.
Okay. Good luck. There might be $10,000 in here for you. And if it does get to $10,000, still be sure to yell out stop. Yeah. Okay.
And make sure, okay. I don't think we need to tell you to not scream loud. I feel like it'll go up in increments and then you yell out stop when you want the bomb to stop. Good luck, Ruby.
All you need to do is yell out, light the fuse and we'll start.
Light the fuse.
$50. $150. $200. $350. $460. $550. $650. $800. $950. $1,000. $1,200. $1,400. $1,800. $2,200. $2,700. $3,000. $5,000. $7,000. $8,000.
Stop!
$7,000! Oh! Oh!
Well done, Ruby!
Oh my God!
Ruby!
Oh my God,
you've
well done!
You've just given us all a heart attack.
$8,000!
You have just made
it in your pocket. Well done.
On a Monday morning.
I can't believe this. Thanks so much, guys. This is going to help my family out a lot.
Oh, $8,000. Yeah. What do you think you're doing with it?
Well, my mum's been through cancer and she keeps trying to work, but she's too sick to work, and but she has to work to pay the bills, and
Oh, Ruby, $8,000, mate. Congratulations. Hopefully it does help your mum and the family out significantly.
Oh, thanks so much, guys. You don't know what this means.
Ruby, $8,000 is absolutely massive.
What a risk taker.
You bloody legend. We are so proud of you, because I was like, oh no, it's going to explode before 10. I've got a feeling it could be a $10,000, but I don't care, because $8,000 is awesome.
Let's have it. I mean, $8,000 is a win anyway, but let's see what it would have gone to.
$10,000.
Who cares? $8,000 to help out your mum, mate. Are you off to work this morning?
Yeah, I am.
You might need to reapply the mascara, I think. There was a few tears there, but well done. It's so exciting for you.
Ruby, thank you so much, guys.
We're sending you so much love, and especially to your mum. I really hope everything goes well for her and she can take some time off.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate.
Big hugs your way.
Ando's crying too, Ruby.
I've got the goosebumps. You got me, girl.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
131060 is the phone number. I would love to hear from the ladies of Perth, just hear if anyone's going through something similar that my girlfriend Bridget is at the moment. Now, Bridget's changed a bit recently, probably the last few months, right? So she's a winemaker, a very successful career lady. But the reality is that Bridget just wants to be a mum. That's all she's ever wanted to be in life. She wants a family. She wants to raise kids. And actually, the feeling of being pregnant. She just, you know, she loves all that and she's really looking forward to it. Now, when she saw other ladies in the street previously who were pregnant, she would be like, she would just always be smiling, be like, oh, how good's that? It's so beautiful. And, you know, maybe one day. But recently, it sort of changed a bit, because she wants it so badly for herself that she kind of sees people and she feels a bit guilty for being like this, but you can actually see her almost start crying, because she's just so sad. So she was talking about it recently on her podcast, and have a bit of a listen. And ladies, if you're in the same boat as Bridget, we'd love to hear from you.
I get this really like intense feeling of jealousy and sort of sadness when I find out friends, family, colleagues, other women are pregnant, because like I want that so much for myself. It's sort of like this bad dream where I feel like I'm the only barren, childless woman, and I'm stuck in a room full of beautiful, pregnant, glowing women. I feel this massive sense of guilt because I feel this way, because I shouldn't. I should feel happy for them. Like, what a beautiful miracle for them. And you never know their journey to get there. Anyone who's listened to season one will know that I've had to, through great lengths, convince Ryan that having kids is a good idea. And so that's been really hard to just, and a few other friends of ours have fallen pregnant just accidentally. We accidentally got pregnant, and here I am, like, I've got to go through this whole conversation and try and you know, turn Ryan's mind around and make him even want to do it. It's not coming from a place of hatred. It's not like that awful green-eyed monster where I, you know, I want to run her down with my car or something. How dare she be pregnant?
Whoa.
It's not like that.
Whoa.
I mean, it's not like that at all. It's just this immense feeling of, oh, I just want that for me. Like, I want that for myself.
So that's Bridget speaking. There's a podcast with myself and our friend Taylor, who is similar to you, Zave, expecting in the next couple of months. And I don't want to put words into your mouth, but they just sort of got lucky one time and a bit of an accident.
Not so much an accident. Yeah. Like, we just weren't.
Well, you knew we were planning.
Married. We're getting married this year, or we're going to have kids this year. So
yeah, but
had to propose first there, Ellis.
Yeah, no, and we're not going to have a shotgun wedding or whatever.
But Bridget is, as she said there, a little bit ashamed and embarrassed because, you know, you want to be happy for people, and she genuinely is, but she just sees the big pregnant belly and it just makes her so sad.
Well, it's funny because for me, my mum struggled to have kids and she wasn't supposed to have kids. So I've always had that in the back of my mind, but I've also gone through a lot of things where I don't know if I want to have kids, but I've got girlfriends who have tried to fall pregnant for 10 plus years. On the last show, a lady called Sharon, we found her a donor egg through this, and she had a beautiful baby boy 2 years ago. He just turned 2, Jack. So the struggle is real, and I think that you don't know unless you're in that position Bridget. I know for me, I'm very satisfied with my day-to-day life now. Do you know what I mean? But I've got friends that just have that burning desire to just be a mum.
See, I'm so unsatisfied.
You are?
Yep. Absolutely unsatisfied.
So you've got the burning desire.
Don't get me wrong, work's okay, but like...
Should we be going
But like it is such a... Work's just the thing to pay for a child for me.
So that's beautiful. Like, do you know what I mean? And there would be guys that would be exactly the same as you. Always wanted to be a dad, and you'll be a great dad.
But I just think it's a stage of my life. Like I've been lucky enough to do footy for 11 years. That was all very selfish. Everything I did was for me. Now, literally, in all seriousness, and hopefully that I don't offend anyone at the radio station, but I mean... If I had to move for a child, I'd quit tomorrow. Like, it just wouldn't worry me.
I'm sure every parent just would not worry me one bit. Absolutely.
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
Couple of trauma cleaners from traumacleaners.com.au who see some of the most intense, horrific things. We put in a studio and you all sent us questions online on our Facebook page, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. And they just sat in the studio and they asked question by question. These questions could be triggering to some people. Their answers could be quite intense for some people. So I do suggest Lifeline 13, 11, 14. But also a little kid's warning. This is probably something that you don't want
it's pretty graphic.
Kids to listen to.
All right, this is Do You Mind If I Ask?
G'day, my name's Ashley. I'm with Trauma Clean. We're forensic cleaners. Basically, we're involved in hoarding or decompositions or suicides, what we call gross filth or squalor. Basically, we do anything that other cleaners won't do. We've been in it for 20 years. Mark's been with me for most of that time, but I'd like to introduce you to Mark.
Howdy, yeah. Been with Ashley on and off for 20. Yeah, and it's been very interesting.
We've seen everything, and then pretty much every day, we never expected that.
Something surprises you.
Something surprising happens, that's for sure. Yeah. So I guess we're going to answer a few questions. Have you got one to go with, Mark?
Does anything shock you, or are you desensitised? The only one that would, these days, that would shock me would be a teenage suicide. They stick with you. Well, stick with me because I've got teenage children. Apart from that, others, no, you just... You get those surprises every day, but you get on with it and do it. Other than dead bodies, what else do you clean up? Meth labs.
Hoarding is always good.
Hoarding.
You got to tell the story about the feces in the buckets, Mark.
I was trying to forget that one. That one was in the country and the plumbing had gone. There was a couple of people that lived there. The plumbing had gone and it had got to a stage where they were too embarrassed to get anyone in, so they turned the taps off, or the main off, and toilets in the house, and they were overflowing. And then after they'd filled those up, they started buying buckets. And then there was just buckets lined up everywhere.
Full of feces.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when people find themselves in a position of hoarding or gross filth or something like that and they're unable to cope with it, first things that go are is the plumbing or the electricity, and they're just too embarrassed to call anyone in. So consequently, no one is allowed into the house. The problem just exacerbates, gets worse and worse.
What's the most memorable job you've attended? The last industrial accident we did, it involved a big piece of machinery. It was a press. It pressed a product out of a plastic type material, and it was significant. It was quite big, and a person, one of the workers, went in there for some reason while the machine was still working, and he poked his head up, and unfortunately that got him.
Press closed.
So we got there, everything's, well, the body's gone, and then we have to go and clean this machine so they can get it back in operation. And that was quite daunting. We both went in there at different stages. Before going in, we made sure that everything was turned off, but it was still, you got inside there, you had to crawl in and then stand up, and there's no way out once you're in there. The press closes very quickly. So that was a bit daunting.
But that was awful, hopping in the machine, I think.
No, yeah, it was.
We're currently in the middle of Do You Mind If I Ask, which is a segment where we have listeners send in questions and they sit down, and a couple of blokes by the name of Ashley and Mark have sat in a studio. We've filmed them. The video is on our page, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. But we also recorded them answering the questions. They are trauma cleaners. This stuff is so intense. Their job is the compassion that these blokes have is just amazing. And we're going to dive back into that now.
Well, the question I've got here is, what does a dead body smell like? That's a bit of a confronting question, really. Mm. It's very unpleasant. I mean, I guess if you were driving down the road and a kangaroo had been hit and been there for a week or two, it gives off a smell. And probably most people are used to that smell. Well, it's like that, but if you were in a confined room when you're in there, it's just so overpowering, isn't it?
Mm.
It's not something you'll ever forget, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, rotting meat in a freezer that's been off for a number of months will get you close to that smell.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you get insect activity, and it just transfers the smell right through the house.
And you've also got this thing called memory retention. So a week down the track, you'll be somewhere else. You know, I might turn around to Ashley and say, God, I just smelt such and such a dress. It comes back to you. Do you dream about the scenes? We don't. Well, I don't dream about the scene afterwards. We might go to a job and assess it before we start it. If it's a job that we're going to start the next day, you will, I don't know about dream, but you would dream about how you're going to tackle it. Do you have a trick to block the smell of dead people? The first one we ever did,
we both had
Mohs, and we caked them with Vicks.
Vicks at the time,
and
yeah.
Put some masks on, and it didn't help.
Not really, no. but as you say, there was a bit of gagging going on.
Yeah, there was a bit of gagging on that one.
The Vicks wasn't working too well.
What's a typical day of a trauma cleaner? I don't think there's a typical day.
There's no typical day, really, is there?
No.
Clear a house so that people can remain living in the house. You know, it might be squalor. But at all times, the phone can ring. Obviously, some jobs are more important than others, or they need our attention straight away. There's never a plan, Daddy. It can change at any time. No.
What are some of the misconceptions about your job that the public have from the movies?
It's not just a clean-up blood or body fluids with a cloth and a mop. There's still the heavy lifting, the building, the jackhammering, the concrete work, the pulling brick. You know, there's a lot more to it, and I think there's a misconception there that there's just sort of something on the wall or the floor and you clean it up. It's not like that at all.
No,
we never leave a job until we're proud of what we've done.
No.
Because at the end of the day, it's going to make someone else's life more comfortable. Loved ones that have passed away and not been found for a week or two. The family has to go in and sort out things. They've got to find wills. They've got to find paperwork. They've got to find all these things. And when we leave a job, we want to make sure that it looks nice when they go in. They don't want to see what we had to see. They just want to see the house as nice as possible, as clean as possible. It smells nice. And that's our aim right from the very start. Mm.
Oh, that's what I loved about those guys. Like, there was so much more to that chat that we just couldn't play on the radio. But he even told me afterwards, like, he makes their beds sometimes, you know, for people that have deceased, so that when the family come in, like, everything is just pristine and perfect, and especially if they're taken in a traumatic way. But I guess you don't think about the people behind the scenes like that. And you can check it out on our Facebook page, Heidi Xavier and Ryan. If anyone does feel a little bit uneasy after hearing that, there is always Lifeline. The guys are always there ready to talk to you 13 11 14.
Heidi Xavier and Ryan for skillhire.com.au.
Heidi Xavier and Ryan on Hit 92.9.